So we're holding Klal Hey Din Dalid. The Chozek Asavnu. So Chofetz Chaim is saying that there's an Isur of Lashon Hara, not only when you say a person did an Avera or something, or he, but even if a person says that he doesn't have so good Milas, also there's an Isur of Lashon Hara. And the first thing he said is, if a person says that a guy is not so bright, that also is an Isur of Lashon Hara. So he says, and it's worse because that's a lashon hara, that it's hard that you can show black on white the guy's not right, you won't be embarrassed, and also it's a lashon hara that people easily will accept and listen to, and therefore it'll be the iser of kabbalas lashon hara. Then he says, v'chozek asavnu afilim loyomar lo vrakshin en chacham binyani oylam. All this is talking about even if you just say that he's not such a street smart guy. And surely if you speak about somebody that people in the town think that he's a Chacham B'Torah, who Omar Olav she'inen Chacham Kol Kach, he's not such a smart guy, Rak Ma'at Hu Yodea, he knows a little bit Torah, and through that the Madrega of this person will be lessened in their eyes, it's surely included in the Isur V'afilu Hu Emes, and even if it's true, because there's no purpose in saying this. The only purpose is to try to lower the esteem that people have for him. Because in this way, whatever situation is, it could cause actually financial damage. Or al kaponim tsar mizeh, but al kaponim it can cause pain. And I'll give two examples. He's not such a big chacham, he doesn't know that much Torah. He knows the things that are negea, that people ask all the time, those things he knows. Even if that's the truth. In other words, he just knows, he has the rabbi's handbook, and to know which are the most common shailas, and this is what you answer. Afilu emes lashon hara gemura himinat Torah. Nevertheless, it's a true lashon hara. Why? Because that has an impact. Kibozehu emayris kvoidel gamri. Because through this, he's going to lower the people's esteem for him. The yoyrid l'michiyosi mamish, and yamamish are affecting his parnasa. Umashpul bozeh kvoidat Torah v'kiyum mitzvayseh u'kiniskele el sivbeis, as we learned yesterday. Oiloimar me'en zeh al mishu atam echadosh nosu bir azayis. Well, let's say you say that about a person who just got married, just moved into town. It's going to cause that his shver and shviga are not going to look up to him as much. And when the people in the household find out, and they say that, yeah, he's a good guy, he's a nice guy, but he's not, you think you married such a talmud chacham, not such a hotshot. So, there's no greater damage or pain that you can cause that person. Chofetz Chaim says it's hard for me to give examples about everything. But give a wise man just a little information and he'll already be able to expand it wherever it's relevant. I just came to arouse people. And a person with a little seichel will understand it all. If a person says he's not such a good car mechanic or he's not such a good carpenter or plumber, this also is true lashon hara. But let's say somebody, you know that somebody's going to be taking this guy to do an intricate job and you know he's not capable of doing it. So he said, Yivur HaKol Yeretz Hashem L'Kamon B'Chal Tes V'Hilchus Rechilus. So that, Bez Hashem, if you stick it out, we'll get to it. He says, Hey, V'Aten Avayer Masha Kasavnu L'Mal Lehen B'Gvura. And now he says, I'll explain that which I said, that even to say, this guy is not such a strong person, also it's Lashon Hara. Hainu. L'Sabra Alechad L'Fnei Anshe Yir Shu B'Tiva Yish Cholush. That you say about this person, you know, he's a Shvacha guy. So Toli Bozeh. If, because of what you say, you can cause that he should have a damage, if he's a guy who gets hired out for day labor, Om Lamed or is a Rebbe Kiyetz Beilu Harbe. Az Bavade Bechlal Avoy Lashon Hara. So then surely it's included Lashon Hara, because of that people are going to shy away from hiring him, even if he's really capable of doing the job. The Hain Ba'oisher, or to say about a person how wealthy he is. Hain L'Sabra Alech L'Fnei Anashim Shuish Ani, he's a poor guy. Oena Omid K'moshoim Rola Biyar, he's not as wealthy as people say he is. Umashi Yesh Lahu Chayv L'Cherem K'neged Zeh, he has a lot of things, but you should know what his debts are. Gam Zeh B'chal Lashon Aru. Kivavadli Misparisim Zeh Be'ir L'Yim Tzachakach Mi Shitin Le Bashray. If people hear about this, so then people are not going to want to give him things on credit. V'yovol mizeli dehezik v'tzar gadol, and that'll cause him great damage and pain. Ubaze yorid l'chayv mamish, and that mamish is considered that taking away his parnosa. In other words, again, it depends if a person is saying it for a toelis, because you know this guy's a risky businessman, etc., and he's going to now borrow money, big money, and you know there's a history. So then, of course, you have an obligation to say something. But he's talking about in the stam, so you just stam, you stam, you plopling. And people are talking, oh, you think he's such a wealthy guy, he's not just a wealthy guy. Yeah, I think you should know what he owes. And that stam is like, that's your purpose, just to lower the esteem of this person that people have for him. So that's an Issa deraisa of Lashon Hara. Kibin shein mechavim l'tayelis, b'vadei tzarech lizar b'oid m'oid, sh'liyetzim b'zeh kilkul l'anidin, that it shouldn't come out of damage. V'im b'chalei l'huchel l'sapel l'shun tayelis, again, will be explained in klal tes. And you have to be very careful not to jump to a conclusion and say, I'm not trying to knock him down. I'm doing it for a purpose. As we will learn that there are many details. He says, another simple rule. That a lot of things you say, it depends about who you're speaking, whether it's called Lashon Hara or not. A person could say the same thing about two people. That in one person, what you said is actually a praise. And the other one is Lashon Hara. If you're going to say about a person, who let's say is in Kailo, that others are supporting him. He doesn't have to worry about parnasa; he has it all. That he learns 3 or 4 hours a day. If you're going to say this kailu guy, he learns 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day. Whoa, bad news. But if you say this about a balabas who never has to work and sweat and toil for his parnasa, and you say he learns 3-4 hours a day, so then who's it? Loy l'shevach gadol. That's a wonderful praise. He learns 3-4 hours a day, gevaldik. So he says, v'chein kol g'yoytze b'sharim yoni mitzvah saseh, shetolu lifa momene ish. And so to other mitzvah saseh, that are dependent on the way, on how much money he has. K'goin l'chabit Shabbos, like what a person spends for Shabbos. Shim b'yayim ra'lechem b'balabatim hashfalim, shumoytzi etzois, kach v'kach al Shabbos k'yidish. You say about this person that he buys fresh challah every week, and he buys this, and he buys fish. Then it'll be a wonderful praise. Wow, he puts himself out to cover Shabbos. But if you say about a gvirish guy that he's a nice guy, he has tuna fish for his meals on Shabbos. So then, l'gnai gadol yichashiv lei. That'll be embarrassing to the person, and it'll be people will hold him in low esteem. Lashon Hara Mikri, and that's considered Lashon Hara. V'chein b'oivin zeh b'inyoni tzedakah, and so too by tzedakah things. Shetolu for mamonish. Gamkein, mashiyel l'zeh l'shemach, yel l'shein l'gnai. That if you say about this person that he gave a $300 donation, to an almana or something like that, wow, guy mamish barely makes his ends meet, and he gave that, wow, what a tzaddik. And if you say it about one of the gvirim, a big gvirim, or something like that, there was a collection for Nebuch, a young Amona, in the community, and he gave 300, so then it'll be levuz, that if you spread such information. And so too, in Yonim Ben Chaveira, we'll have to continue. Also, it depends about who you're saying it, will depend whether you're even Yisrael Dereis of Lashon Hara or not.